MCTP 3-40 Alpha Health Service Support Operations. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 3. 1. Which level of war are the Marine Corps forces most concerned with? Operational. 2. Which level of war is the Marine Expeditionary Force most concerned with? Tactical. 3. Who develops Marine Logistics Group Health Service Support Plans and coordinates HSS for Ground Combat Element and Aviation Combat Element units requiring medical and dental support that exceeds their organic capabilities? Health Service Support Officer, Hotel Sierra, Sierra Oscar. 4. How many surgical companies does the medical battalion within a Marine Logistics Group have? 3. 5. What is the medical supply depot directly responsible to the supply battalion commanding officer supporting the medical battalion? Medical Logistics Company, Medlog Co. 6. What has the primary mission of performing those emergency medical and surgical procedures that, if not performed, could lead to loss of life, limb, or eyesight? Medical Battalion. 7. The headquarters company section includes a surgical company with how many surgical platoons? 2. 8. A surgical platoon consists of 1 FRSS, 1 STP, 1 X-ray, 1 lab, 1 ward, 1 ERCS, and 1 ambulance section for 24-hour operations. How many teams does the combat stress platoon have? 3. 9. What is the most mobile medical support platoon of the medical battalion? Shock Trauma Platoon, Sierra Tango Papa. 10. What supports regimental-sized operations and receives casualties from units or individuals providing first response Role 1 medical treatment? Surgical Company, Sierra Charlie. 11. Surgical companies consist of a headquarters section and how many surgical platoons? 4. 12. What is one of the smallest possible units for provision of surgical care to combat casualties? Forward Resuscitative Surgical System, Foxtrot Romeo, Sierra Sierra. 13. The patient holding capability of the Forward Resuscitative Surgical System is no more than how many hours? 4. 14. When a stabilized patient needs evacuation, the Forward Resuscitative Surgical System requires en route care teams to support movement to a higher taxonomy of care. Without resupply, the core package can perform approximately 18 salvage surgical procedures, or how many trauma resuscitations, over a period of 48 hours before requiring resupply and relief of personnel. 20. 15. The Forward Resuscitative Surgical System consists of 2 surgeons, 1 anesthesiologist, 1 critical care nurse, 1 independent duty corpsman, surgery or emergency room, 1 field medical technician, and how many operating room technicians? 2. 16. The Marine Corps' en route care system is an essential follow-on for the Forward Resuscitative Surgical System, composed of 1 critical care nurse and 1 corpsman, with how many teams per surgical company? 3. 17. The en route care system is capable of providing medical care for 2 critically injured or ill but stabilized patients for how many hours during flight? 2. 18. En route care systems provide a capability to support expeditionary maneuver warfare by meeting an operational requirement to evacuate patients up to how many nautical miles using opportune lift, medium lift aircraft? 240. 19. During which phase of amphibious operations does the commander, amphibious task force, and his principal medical advisor, the CATF surgeon, have overall responsibility for health service support services to embarked personnel? Movement. 20. During which phase of amphibious operations is health service support ashore limited to the capabilities of medical sections organic to combat units? Assault. 21. How many sections are battalion aid stations normally divided into? 2. 22. What have the primary role of evacuating assault force casualties to designated casualty receiving and treatment ships? Battalion aid stations, Bravo Alpha Sierras. 23. Which type of ships have the largest medical capability of any amphibious ship in the amphibious task force? Casualty receiving and treatment ships, Charlie Romeo Tango Sierras. 24. A casualty receiving a treatment ship medical space includes 4 to 6 operating rooms, a 15-bed intensive care unit, a quiet room, 45 ward beds, and how many isolation and overflow beds? 6. 25. Casualty receiving and treatment ships require augmentation by how many Navy Medical Department personnel to achieve full casualty treatment capability? 84. 26. Which type of medical facilities are medically and surgically intensive and deployable in a variety of operational scenarios? Expeditionary Medical Facilities, Echo Mike Foxtrots. 27. Which type of ships are floating surgical hospitals with the primary mission of providing acute medical care in support of combat operations at sea and ashore? Hospital ships, Tango Alpha Hotels. 28. Fleet surgical teams are HSS augmentation teams assigned to the CCDR. Combined, the Pacific and Atlantic fleets have how many teams that are considered the CCDR's assets in both peace and wartime? 9. 29. Which program is the means by which medical support personnel are brought to operational units from Navy MTFs? Health Services Augmentation Program, Hotel Sierra Alpha Papa. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.